All right. Well, we appreciate the call as always, Russ.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good this morning.
So you are doing good.
It's quite the morning, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Quite the morning is right.
It's a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful yes. morning, and I am thankful for the good weather while we're trying to get stuff moved. So
yeah.
I'm just going to take it for what it's worth.
Well, speaking of move, where are you with it?
We have our follow-up inspection tomorrow, and as long as that goes well and we pass our inspection, then I think we should be open there probably mid to late next week.
Okay. So, is that about right where you wanted it or a little later?
It's a little later, but, you know, there have been some people out that needed to do things that were out due to COVID exposure and things like that. So, you know, in this world right now, anything that happens even remotely close to your desired timeline, I'm going to take it. You know, I mean, people are out, and we know our county is in orange and close to red. So I'm just thankful that we're still up and moving and operating. So we'll take it.
Where do you think we're at as a county or as an area with COVID right now?
I think we're teetering dangerously on going red. It wouldn't surprise me. I would really encourage people to try to self-regulate, wear their masks, stay in when they can, because if we go to red, then the health department definitely have the right to enforce more restrictions. So if people can do it voluntarily, I always think that's nice. And try to keep our numbers or get our numbers back down to where they're in the desired range. So
are you of the mind that come this winter it's going to get worse for us, or do you just go play it out and let's see what happens?
I think it all depends on that immunization. That's what I think that timing is going to depend on, and the utilization and availability of it. I do think it's going to get worse in the cold weather. I mean, we know that, you know, historically it's been worse, and we know other viruses are historically worse in the winter. People are shut in more, not in the outside so much and breathing fresh air, and holidays, large groups of people. I mean, you know, I think about what the restrictions were in March and April, and frankly, that's my immediate family, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, and let alone, you know, extended family and things that you get together with at the holidays. So, you know, if you, you know, think about where we were in March and April, and, you know, I hope we don't get back there, but if we do, that's going to be a huge impact.
So we got to hope everything starts, at least stay the same, if not open up a little bit more, if possible.
Yeah, I think we are at crunch time. We really are. And if you remember when we were talking about this back in the spring, I remember talking about that this wasn't going to be a once and done sort of thing. It was going to ebb and flow. And certainly that's what it's done. And we're really in a pretty close to crisis situation in our county. So we just need to be really mindful. People need to be careful.
And for those who thought it would be over Election Day, guess again. It's still here.
It's not.
It's not. And it's not going anywhere.
No, it's not. And, you know, we may see more restrictions come as a result of elections. I do think that's a possibility. You know, in tight races, I think people weren't wanting to step up to the plate and make people offended or mad. And so they didn't, you know, push restrictions. But now that the election's over, that definitely we could see an increase in the restrictions. That would not surprise me at all. But this virus isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So.
Okay. All right, are we missing anything or anything else you want to bring up?
I don't think so. I'll let you guys know when we're fully functional, and we'll have you guys put it on Clinton County Daily News so people know when the new building's open and they can come visit us there. So we'll probably be pretty quiet in the next week getting stuff unpacked and put away, and hope by mid-next week we're back in business. So, but if anybody needs anything, they can always call us, and my cell phone's on our answering machine, certainly we don't want people to not get the things that they need. So if they need something, call my cell phone. It's fine, and we'll do everything we can to help people.
Okay, it sounds good.
All right. You guys have a good day. I think it's going to be an interesting news day for you, so
yeah.
You'll be busy.
All right. Thank you, Laura.
Take care, Laura.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right.
You too. Thank you very much. That's the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision. Again, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be talking with Jeff Hardesty of Hardesty Landscaping.